When I had my Linko HS, Jeff, I always got compliments on it. I had the one where on the free counter, above the numbers and below numbers, you had a button if it was like, you know, 28305, and I wanted to say, for example, go down, I just hit the button below the 28 and then go to 27. But I always got compliments on that radio.
Well, you know, other than you got to program all the stuff in here, but I got that down now. And the display, this is the one I had tore apart that there's no display light, but if I keep it in the shack, it's pretty easy to see it. But I would like to get that fixed, but I think you have to buy that whole display unit, and hell, it'd be worth more than the radio.
Why don't you give a Linko a call and, you know, and ask him about that?
I could send an email.
There you go.
Hey, Jim, you got to fix this. Ask him.
I got to fix. Come on.
All right, sounds good. I'm just going to drill a hole and put a light bulb in it.
Get a lamp,
little box,
with a little goose fat on it, hanging over, and just turn it on. You fix it. Would be best.
But if we had a repair guy that worked on ham radios around here, he could make a killing.
That is very, very true. Mike, N8MJ, well, Jim and Tony. Well, that ham radios, I don't know if that won ham radios, but yeah, somebody did around here. Yeah, they would definitely make a killing, you know, where they had feed line and PL259s, you know, whatever you might need, you know, they'd have there. You don't have to keep, but everything, it seems like it's ordering offline. And then everybody, if it's not over $100, they want $10 or $15 for shipping.
Unless you hit Ramco and that, because sometimes Ramco, it depends on the parts and that, and they have free shipping.
Who?
Ramco's.
Ramco?
They're a distributor. They got parts and radios and all kinds of stuff there, but they show a lot of stereo equipment, too.
Okay. I know a long time ago I got a number. I never did call it. It was called Cheap Ham.
That sounds interesting. Cheap Ham.
H-A-M.